Today we'll be beginning Simon Mem Bey. The title of the Simon is Im Mutter Lishanus Tilin Shal Yad Lishal Rosh, whether one is permitted to take a pair of Tilin which is acting currently as a Tilin Shal Yad and make it into Tilin Shal Rosh. In Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch tells us Aser Lishanus Tilin Shal Rosh La'asiyah Son Shal Yad. One is not permitted to change a Shal Rosh and make it into a Shal Yad. Afilu Likach Ritzua Mehem Velitin B'Shal Yad. So even to take a strap from the Shal Yad and to put it onto the Shal Rosh is a problem. Because you're not allowed to go from something of higher Kedusha to something of lesser Kedusha. The Shal Rosh Kedusha so chamur. As we know, the Shal Rosh has more Kedusha than the Shal Yad. Why? Sherubo Shal Shakai B'Shal Rosh. Because the majority of Hashem's name of Shin Dalad Yud appears on the Shal Rosh. Because on the Shal Yad, all you have is the Yud, but the Shin is carved onto the front of the Shal Rosh and the Dalad on the back of the Shal Rosh. Avam Yishal Yad L'Shal Rosh Mutter L'Shanas. But if you want to change from a Tilin Shal Yad to a Tilin Shal Rosh, that would be mutter. Im Hayu Chadashim Shadayin Lom Hanicham. What if you have a new pair of Tilin Shal Rosh that you've never worn yet? So then mutter l'shanos afilu mishal rosh l'shal yad. Then you could even change from a Shal Rosh to a Shal Yad. Because you can take the leather, the covering around one of the pairs of tefillin, and you can make it look like as if it's one bias. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us here, Yad afilu ein lo Shal Yad v'yesh lo shnayim Shal Rosh. Even if you have two Shal Roshes but and no Shal Yads, you're still not allowed to make the Shal Yad to make the Shal Rosh into a Shal Yad. Ritzua upasha tuha din narteka miyuchad l'Shal Rosh. The same would be true for the case that let's say you had a tefillin case or a tefillin box that was specifically designated for a tefillin shalrosh, that has the same status as the straps of the shalrosh and has the status of tashmisha kedusha, which means that you're not allowed to use it for the shal yad. If the strap of the shal yad snapped off right next to the knot, you're not allowed to turn over the knot of the Shal Rosh on top and then make it into a knot for a Shal Yad. And then take the knot that you tied on there and put it underneath for the Shal Yad. Because it's going down a level in Kedusha. Since you had the knot and you had the Yud on the Shal Yad, and now you also have the wrappings that go around the finger. That piece of leather has to be buried. If the strap is not so long, then you shouldn't make as many wraps around your hand. If the part that goes around your head, that surrounds your head, snaps off from the shal rosh, you're also not allowed to take the part that's within the knot and then use that for the part that's out of the knot, because that also has less kedusha. But if the part of the shal rosh that's beyond the knot snapped off, v'rotza l'mashcha u'lehorida l'mata k'dei sheyehyeh haritzua shlema b'hashirah mevur l'mala b'simen lamed gimel. But now you want to remove that strap on the bottom part in order to make the strap whole. Yeshomrim d'yachol l'horida afal p'yishemur k'tas mikedusha. So there are those who say that you would be allowed to downgrade that level of kedusha. Why? Shaharei mekom ha'ketcher yatalu l'mata in zahorada. Because the fact that the knot is now hanging on the bottom part of the tefillin is not considered to be downgrading. Yalkopana b'yosa chasicha yakesher. Because on that part of the leather, there's still a connection. There's still that knot there. The Yeshua Rim de Gamza Enoch. Others say that that's also a problem. The Alkopanim Kitzaso Radas Kedusha. Because at the end of the day, you are downgrading the level of Kedusha slightly, which is a problem. According to the second opinion, so if the knot of the Shal Yad snapped by the part, if the leather of the Shal Yad snapped off on the part that was right next to the knot, Afilu Im Lo Yirtza Likshar Lamata HaChasicha Shenifsika. Even if you didn't want to tie underneath the strap of that had snapped off, you would not be allowed to turn it over to make the strap on top of where the knot is. Because again, you're downgrading that strap, that ritzua, from its kedusha. Because it used to be next to the knot. Therefore, you can only turn it over if it's a shas adchak. If you have nothing else to use for your tefillin, where you have no other strap. And in the spot where it snapped off, it's very, very flimsy. In a case where the strap is going to easily become undone and you're not going to have a viable pair of tefillin, then you would be allowed to turn, you know, to turn the knot upside down. You only have the shin and the dalet on the shal. You have the shin and the dalet on the shalrosh, whereas on the shalyad you only have the yud. You make four compartments on the shalrosh, and each one has its own parsha. You can also swap the ritzuos and the parshios and the shalyad to the shalrosh if the shalrosh has never been used yet. The reason why, if you've never used a shalrosh, you can then make it into a shalyad is because we paskin that hazmana lav nosa, that simply designating something for a mitzvah but not actually using it for that purpose doesn't give it that level of kedusha as if it had already been used. Even though when it comes to the shalrosh, the parshios are written on four separate pieces of cloth, and in the shalyad they're written on one piece of cloth. If you put four separate parshios into the shalyad, then you're also going to be yosei. So we'll stop here for now. I'll pick up with Sif Beis tomorrow.